Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. Canadian Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon has invoked federal powers to end work stoppages at the ports of Vancouver, Prince Rupert, and Montreal, ordering binding and final arbitration between labor unions and ports ownership. Jane Roberts says trade to the United States is expected to take weeks to recover.
About 20% of U.S. trade arrives in the British Columbia ports of Vancouver and Prince Rupert, where strikes broke out after union leadership and industry reps failed to reach a deal before a cooling-off period expired. Memphis is particularly tied to freight coming out of Prince Rupert because that route shaves 500 miles off the sail time from key Asian harbors. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Jane Roberts.
Memphis City Council members have voted down a special use permit for a new Cordova area high school. The vote is a setback for the new school site, which would have advanced to design work had the council granted the use of the land for the school. The site drew opposition from surrounding businesses who said it would increase traffic and be unsafe for students, along with the past uses of the property that included some hazardous materials. Next steps for the building were not immediately clear on Thursday. For Buildries, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on this story and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Just ain't no sunshine nowhere to be found, but you gotta keep believing and it'll come shining down, yeah. So don't you ever frown.
Baby, you don't feel so happy, you might have lost a friend. Well, brother, keep right on hoping and you'll find love again.
Hello, this is Kurt Hazlett. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 Memphis.
Take a little time out. Thank you, baby. Thank you for your love. You came home and showed me that a man can't live by bread alone. Came on and taught me that no, I just can't make it on my own. But while I thank the Lord above, smiling down on me. Blessing me with your love, baby. Was about to make me lose my mind, but you came along just in time, and I want to thank you, baby. Thank you for your love. I'm gonna say it again. Say it again, baby. Thank you for your love.
I'm gonna say it, say it, say it, say it.
Oh, oh,
thank you, girl, for your love.
Hello, this is Andy Tate of Free World. We want to thank you for listening to WYXR, and thank you for listening to Free World. Thank you.
with my nose in the sand. Yes, I am right now. Oh, 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 I'm going down, down, baby, with my nose buried in the sand. Yes, I am.
This is Robin. You're listening to 91.7 WYXR.
feel sorry. Yeah, I feel sorry. Mm-hmm. I feel sorry. Yeah. Oh, I feel sorry. I feel sorry for any man out there when he can't look around and say, this is my woman. My woman alone. I feel sorry, yeah, for any woman out there who can't say, I got somebody that I can call my very own. See you with a good thing, they wanna take it away. But I believe in you. You believe in me too, yeah. Even your best friend will come around, making slime.
The 2024 Grind City Coffee Expo returns Saturday, November 16th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Crosstown Arts. Celebrating the culture in and around coffee, featuring new vendors, discussion panels, a virtual reality art gallery, and coffee and cocktail demos to continue highlighting the ever-growing coffee scene. All proceeds will benefit Protect Our Aquifer, because you can't have great coffee without great water. More information and tickets for sale at grindcitycoffee.com.
Jazz Ambassadors of the U.S. Army Field Band is performing at Overton High School on Thursday, November 14th from 7 to 8:30. The official touring big band of the United States Army formed in 1969, the Jazz Ambassadors is a 19-member ensemble who has received great acclaim at home in all 50 states and abroad, performing America's greatest original art form, jazz. The concert is free and open to the public. More information and tickets at armyfieldband.com/events.
Acoustic Sunday Live, now in its third decade, is proud to support WYXR and to present the Concert to Protect Our Aquifer, taking place at 7 p.m. on Sunday, December 15th at First Congo Church, located at 1000 Cooper Street. Performances by folk and songwriter legends Tom Rush and Steve Forbert, Shakura Saida, and Tim Easton, with special guests Ann Harris and Marcella Simeon. More information at 901-237-2972 or AcousticSundayLive.com.
This is Joe Restivo, and I'm listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Girl, you contemplating, you got me waiting. You flirting, tease. But how much more do you think that a man can stand? Your body's giving me signals that I can't. Your mind is saying you're not. What did you come here for? Girl, all this hesitation has gotten me away. I can't relieve my frustration. No, in an empty bed. You see that I'm the kind of fell.
Just tell me why. WYXR's got a brand new morning show, The Drop. Listen every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. for music, updates, and more.
Hey, you're listening to WYXR Memphis.
Thank you. This is Jeff Hewlett, and you're listening to WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
You do, you know you do. You move to your right, hey, it takes you all night. Come on, baby, and get it on down. You've got to move your body round. Come on, people, let's do the hot shuffle.